Hey everyone, and welcome to the Organizing Confidence Unlimited podcast. I'm Maggie, a busy mom and owner of Organizing CU, a professional organizing business in Champaign-Urbana, Illinois. This podcast is for busy moms who are sick of losing steam and are ready to get organized to gain time for yourself and for your family. We're going to be going in depth on a bunch of organizing topics from kid toys to closets to daily routines. And today we're talking about paperwork. Paperwork is a super tough one to organize because it keeps coming in. It literally never stops. You can't stop the mail. You can't stop the kids from bringing stuff in. I usually like to start with something much easier than a project like this, but it's one of the most requested services from my clients. Unlike the clothing or kitchen gadgets, you can't control how much of it is coming into your home. I understand firsthand this problem because I'm not a paperless person. I still get almost every single bill mailed to me. I go through it and I save them. At the same time though, I'm not drowning in paperwork. I have a small cabinet with hanging files. It's maybe 2 feet deep. It contains basically all of my papers. I'm able to keep it to a minimum because I'm constantly going through it and doing upkeep on it. A lot of people struggle with paper organization because it's not a one-time event. You can't just do it and let it go for a year. You could do that with sentimental bins in your basement. You know, stuff maybe from your grandmother. You can just go through it, keep what you want, and keep it in the basement. But with this kind of stuff, with paperwork, you have to set a time every day or week in order to keep up with it. And that means it's really easy to get overwhelmed, and I completely understand that. Organizing paperwork is literally a 5-part series on my blog because I know it's not easy and you can get overwhelmed. So in this episode, I'm going to walk you through my easy-to-use paper organizing technique. And today, we're fishing for paperwork. My technique is to fish. F-I-S-H. You're going to F, find. I, initially go through. S, sort, and then H, home, fish. I want to say right off the bat, I've built in stop times after each of the 4 parts in order to keep you from getting overwhelmed. What that means is this is not a one-day project. It's going to take you a few days, a week, maybe even longer. But there is no need to rush this. Like I said, this is an ongoing process that's going to take a while to go through, and it's going to require upkeep. So give yourself some grace to have piles of paper on your floor or on your kitchen counter for a bit, and I'm giving you 100% permission to do it as long as it doesn't sit there for too long. So briefly, I want to cover each of the 4 sections. Find is simply gathering and putting all of the papers you find into one big pile. The initial go through is to move the papers into one of just 2 piles, keep and toss. Sort is to go through your keep file and come up with some sections for it. And then home is to put those sections away in a permanent location. The first part is the easiest by far. It's the next 3 that might trip you up a little bit. So let's dive in and talk about each of the sections and how to approach each one. The first part of fish is the find. It's the first step and it's the absolute easiest. Go around your house and grab every single sheet of paper you find and put it in a bin. You don't need a special bin. You can use a laundry basket, a trash bin, a pillowcase, literally whatever you can find. Pull out the papers from your filing cabinets, your kids' rooms, your kitchen counter, your desk drawers. Take, you know, the 30 minutes or whatever. Get them all in one spot. The key for this whole process is to stop after each section and give yourself a break. Once you've got all these papers in one place, go ahead and stop. Be done for the day. Don't do anything more. I understand that you probably want to dive in and keep going forward, but just call it a win for the day and wait until the next day to tackle the next part. We've now got all of our papers in one spot, and now it's time for part 2, which is the initial go through. You're going to need to touch each sheet of paper and decide if it needs to go in the keep or toss pile. This might be where you start to struggle. You're not sure if you want to keep something or if it's time to let it go. And for a lot of people, this is going to be the hardest part. Trying to realize what's important to you now can be very draining. I recommend that if you've been working on the papers for about 30 minutes, take a 5-minute break. If you're not sure how long it's been, set the timer on your phone and just say, okay, when this goes off in 30 minutes, I need to take a quick break, walk around the house, do something else. Or quite honestly, maybe leave it for the next day and only do 30 minutes a day until you get through all of it. However you want to tackle it in that regard is totally fine. The biggest takeaway from the initial go through is you do not sort the pile now. The next section is going to be sorting the keep pile. Right now, you're just doing a simple keep or toss. If maybe you want to have a shred pile, if you have some documents, that's fine. But the only thing I really, really want to emphasize is now is not the time to be sorting. And we're going to move into that in just a moment. Now we're moving into step 3, which is the sort. You need to set up a few piles to sort into. Some people are going to be naturally good at this one, while others, this may be their hard part. I've mentioned how personalized organization needs to be in your home, and this is definitely an example of that. You're going to need to sort these piles in a way that makes sense to you. You're free to use any piles that you currently need or want, and maybe thinking about how they were in your house might give you an example of how you should do it. But if you're struggling with ideas, here are some of the piles I like to use with my clients. Active, current, long-term, sentimental, and receipts. I'm going to get to each pile in just a moment, but first I want to remind you that when you're doing the sort, you are still able to move stuff to the toss pile. Just because you thought you needed it yesterday when you did your initial go through does not mean you have to keep it. You can absolutely still change your mind. And as you go through the papers, you might even get more comfortable with getting rid of stuff, and that's great. Let's go back to those 5 sorting piles that I suggested. The active pile is stuff that needs action. I'm talking about bills you need to pay, wedding invites you need to respond to, permission slips to return to school. The second pile I use is called current. That's the stuff that doesn't need immediate attention, but I need to keep by for a short period of time. Tax forms for next year's returns, like the 1099s and donations. It's also bills I've already paid, recent bank statements. Like I said, I'm not paperless, so all of those things need to have a home in my house. The third pile I like to recommend is long-term storage. The previous tax returns you need to hold on to, maybe some medical records, warranties, insurance policies, all things that I don't need to reference more than once a year, if ever, but things that I shouldn't or can't get rid of. That fourth pile is sentimental, the sweet things you want to hang on to. You know which ones I mean. The last pile is receipts if you're so inclined. Some people don't keep receipts while others keep them in their current pile. Think of what makes sense to you. You guys are, of course, like I mentioned, free to come up with your own piles, but try to keep it to 5 or less. Any more than that, and it becomes too daunting of a task when you're trying to file papers. I want to again really emphasize that you need to sort the piles in a way that makes sense to you. If the way I just described with those piles don't make sense, I'm not going to be offended. You're free to make any piles that you need or want. The other thing I really want to reiterate is the sort is a process that you may not be able to get it tackled in a night. And again, that's totally fine. I'm giving you permission to let the stuff sit out a day or two so that way you can avoid feeling overwhelmed by the amount of papers in your life. Once you've got all of your piles sorted out, take some time, rest, and don't worry about finding a home until the next day when you're ready. Now that we've tackled the F, the I, and the S, it's now time for the H part, the home. I've discussed several times now that organization is very personalized, and this is now where it's super important. My organizing philosophy is to reduce, arrange, maintain. And we've tackled the reduce and arrange in organizing the paperwork with the find and the sort. But the only way to maintain it is to have it easy for you to execute, which means giving those papers a home that's really easy to use. You have to be able to maintain it long term. Don't keep your active pile of papers in your basement if you're never down there. Keep it where you're going to see it and use it. I have my active piles in a small, and I mean small, like a tiny little tier mesh letter sorter in my kitchen. I look at it every day from afar, and I go through the papers every 2 to 3 days. Seeing it in my kitchen every day is a reminder to me to stay on top of those things. My current papers and my long-term papers are kept together in that filing cabinet I mentioned earlier in the episode. It's pretty small at only about 2 feet deep, but it's not stored in my kitchen because it's not stuff I'm using every day. It's in my office, tucked away in a corner. It's nearby when I need to file stuff, but it's not in the prime real estate of my house. Try to think about where papers naturally end up at your house and try to use it to your advantage. If bills always end up on your kitchen island, maybe add a little basket there to keep them corralled and in one place. And then make it the home every time you come across a bill, that's where it goes. If you work from home, see if there's any space in that area for some of your current documents. If your kids' art projects always end up on top of their dresser, put a folder there for them to put it into. As part of this home process, you're also going to need to focus on the third part of my reduce, arrange, maintain philosophy. We've covered the papers need to be in a place that makes sense for you where you're going to deal with them. But you're also going to need to build time into your schedule to go through them. I recommend putting aside time twice a week to go through your active papers. Start with half an hour each day and then adjust to more or less days and time as needed. If your system's able to be kept up, you should only have to do the fourth step, the home, and the first three would just be a one-time project. If you have it all taken care of, you're not going to have to find the papers around, you're not going to have to do the initial go-through of giant stacks, and you're not going to need to sort them. They should automatically end up in the home that they need to go in, and all you need to do is go through one of those piles, the active, on a regular basis. You will, however, be amazed at the amount of papers that end up in your piles that just don't belong there. So building time to tackle them is going to make a huge difference on how you approach it. We've covered a ton of details about how to tackle all those papers that are just floating everywhere in your home. When you're feeling overwhelmed by them, give yourself time to tackle a project of this size and remember to go fish. Find, initial go through, sort, home. Working with this technique is going to allow you to get your papers sorted and help you set up a system to keep them organized long term. Now, let's go get organized.